Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, is the 15th Sunday after the Pentecost, and we actually have three celebrations. The first one is the resurrection of the Lord. The second one is the Nativity of the Mother of God. And the third one is the Sunday before the elevation of the cross. And today we're going to talk about the Nativity of the Mother of God. And how did it happen? And why was she chosen to become the Mother of God? And why were the parents chosen? And these are the questions that we'll try to answer. First of all, Joachim and Anna, and they came, Joachim comes from the royalty, from King David, and Anna comes from the bishops or the archbishops of the high-ranking clergy of the lineage, and they were married and for many years, and so many, even 50 years, can you imagine, for 50 years, they didn't have any children. They couldn't have any children because it seems that Anna was barren. And what happened as we read in the lives of the saints, explanation is that Saint Joachim came to church as he usually did. He would come for a big holidays, and he would always bring lots of donations. And in donations, he would bring half to the church and half to the poor people. He was very merciful. He loved the people and always tried to help whatever he could help. And they lived a pure life, and such as nobody else had lived at that time. My beloved, they felt so bad that they couldn't have the children. They would pray and fast and pray. And this time when Joachim came and bring the big donation to the church, the high priest said to him, "I'm not going to accept any donations from you because you must have some terrible sin behind you because you have no inheritance. You have no children." And another person standing behind him said, "Oh, what are you doing going in front of me? You have no children, and how dare you come and try to come before me to give donation?" And the poor Joachim, the father, he had left the church very saddened that his gift would not be accepted by the church. And he went to the pasture where he had his sheep, and he decided he spend the time in there in deep prayer and fasting. He fasted for 40 days. He didn't eat anything for 40 days, my beloved, just like Moses and other prophets had done that. And he kept on praying and asking that the God would give him a child. And at the same time, and Anna, being home, seeing that the husband didn't come after he was supposed to have delivered the donations to the church, and she was very saddened, and she was crying and saying to herself, "Not only I am barren, I don't have any children, and now I don't even have a husband. The husband didn't come, he must have left me because of that." And she was so saddened, and she went out to the garden and kept on praying and crying her heart out. And all of a sudden she spots a nest with a little birdies in there, and she cried out to the Lord, "Look, my Lord, everybody, even the earth is giving her fruits, the birds are giving her fruits, and the animals and people except me, I am barren, I cannot bring you the fruit of my womb." And she cried so hard, and that moment an angel appeared to her, and the angel called her twice, Anna, Anna, and she saw him, and the angel said, your prayers, your tears had went through all the sky, all the clouds, and went to the Lord himself, and he will answer your prayers, and you will become pregnant, and you will bear a child, and give a name of Maria, and she will be the happy news for all the world, because she will bring the Messiah into this world. At the same time, the same thing just about happened in the Joachim. He was also called twice by the angel, said, Joachim, Joachim, and he saw that there was an angel, and the angel told him that your prayers have been heard, and God is going to send you a child. Go right now to the gates of Jerusalem, where the church is, and you will see your wife over there. And he went, and they embraced each other, and they both told the beautiful stories of the visitation of the guardian of the angel that came and told them the news that God is giving them a child. And they vowed that they were going to bring the child to God, and as a gift to God. And this is exactly what happened. When after a short time, she has conceived, and today she has given the birth to a beautiful little girl baby. And that is going to be the future mother of God, the Theotokos, and the Mary. That she was born from the very beautiful couple, a beautiful couple that were pleasing the Lord in every way possible. And when she was born, they have taken care of her and tried to bring her to the Lord all the time. At the age of 3, they have took her and brought her into the church. And we brought her to the church and gave the little child to the Lord to be there. And of course the angels, as you know, she was brought right into the Holy of Holies, where the high priest can only enter once a year. And she was brought in there, and actually showed the way, that she climbed up the steps and went there, and she was able to spend the time in the Holy of Holies and prayers, and that's most of the time that's what she was doing. And some handwork of sewing or embroidering, and then most of the time in praying and reading the scriptures. And she spent her lifetime like that until finally at the age of 14 she was visited or 15, she was visited by Archangel Gabriel, who had told her that she has been chosen to be the mother of Christ, of the Lord Jesus. And let's see what kind of happiness that this birth gave, first of all, to all the heavenly dwellers. Do you know that until the time that the Mother of God conceived Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, not from the seed of man, but through the Holy Spirit, that no one have ever seen God? For God is a spirit and invisible. He is a creator of all universe, but he did not have a flesh so that people can see him. And so the angels were foretold that the Mother of God, Mary, is going to be giving birth to the Son of God, so that he will be visible for human beings. He will be the Savior who will bring the truth to all of us, so that we'll be able to turn away from all the pagantry and all the trickery of the devil, and follow after our Jesus Christ to the kingdom of heaven. And so it was a great, great celebration in the Kingdom of Heaven today, as it was a great celebration for us, knowing that today is the beginning of the salvation for the Mother of God, the vessel through which the Lord is going to appear and into this earth, and has been born. And He, as you know, He was born in the, through the Mother of God, and He went through the life here, and with all kinds of tribulations and all kinds of troubles, and except of course of sickness didn't touch Him, but you know, all kinds of other humiliations and persecutions and they wanted to kill Him, not once, but several times. And finally they crucified our Lord. But the Mother of God was foretold that even though she given the birth without any travail, without any pain, as women usually do, because she was a virgin, as she was conceived through the Holy Spirit, and the Lord did not destroy her virginity, but He came out just as He came out of the tomb, or He came into the disciples through a closed door with His body. And He came out of her womb the same way, without harming her virginity. My beloved, a great miracle. It's all great miracles. And He came and He had preached the truth. And the truth, He said, will set you free. And the truth is that He is the Son of God. He is the creator of the whole universe and sustainer. And He is God of love, that wants us to be saved. It doesn't want us to be fooled by the enemy. So, but not only Himself, He showed the great mercy. He said there's no greater love than when somebody gives his life for his neighbor. And that's what He did. He gave His life for me and for you and for every one of us, for everyone that will believe in Him, that He is the Son of God, and He is the creator of the universe, and that He loves us so much that He gave His life for us so that we can be resurrected. My beloved, also He gave us His mother. As you know, when He stood, when the Mother of God stood by His cross, St. John, the Apostle of Love, as he was nicknamed, also was there. And the Lord said to the Mother, this is your thy son, and to the St. John, this is thy mother. And from that moment on, the Mother of God adopted whole human race. But look what happened. She knew that Christ died for my sins, and He died for your sins, and for everybody's person in the whole world, but from the beginning of Adam to all the way until the end, that the Lord had died for our sins, and yet we are the culprits for the Lord's death, and yet the Mother of God is not hating us. She had understood the mystery. She understood that the Lord voluntarily wanted to suffer for us, to free us from the hell. And so what she has become our intercessor. And she had ordered the heavenly dwellers, all the angels, archangels and principalities and all those who are around her, that she ordered not to stop any human being to approach her, that she could be approached by the greatest sinner, by anybody. All they have to do is cry out to her, and she will be willing to listen to them, as mother would listen to a child, no matter how the child could be, if he is disobedient or rebellious and so on. The mother still would be willing, even here on earth, would be willing to listen and to try to help the son or daughter. Well, she has much more love than all the mothers put together, and that she is not even the times when she sees that the Lord feels that the person should be chastised and not because of his sins or her sins, not to be allowed to come near him, she is willing to plead with him, and through her plea, the Lord is then accepting them. Remember the life of Saint Mary of Egypt, how she was such a great sinner, and the Lord wouldn't allow her to come into the church to venerate the cross. But when she saw the Mother of God, the purest of all, she had pleaded for her to intercede for her. The Mother of God immediately did, and she was able to come and venerate the cross and then change her whole life and become one of the greatest sins, one of greatest saints again. And there's so many examples of great sinners that have been converted through the Mother of God, because the Mother of God showed them that great mercy and was able to open up their spiritual eyes, that they would know that her Son, Jesus Christ, is the all-merciful God, because he would not have died for me and you and for all the sinners if he didn't love us so much and if he didn't want our salvation. He wouldn't have to go through all that. And so the Mother of God is always there for us, to help us to come to the knowledge of the truth so that we can be saved. And the truth is that Jesus Christ is our Savior, and that he wants us to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven instead of having our lot together with the devils. You know, my beloved, the problem is that the devil is like a bunch of mosquitoes, a bunch of flies hanging around something that's rotting, and that's with us because of our sins. And they hang around, and they want to do as much damage to us as possible, and deeper, bring us deeper and deeper into sins, to make a habit out of it, and finally to take over through passion, one or another, to separate us from our Lord. And Mother of God is always willing to help to kick them out. All we have to do is cry out to the Mother of God. You know, all of us are walking in a storm, in a sense. It's like St. Peter did once when the storm was raging and the Lord was walking on top of the water. And when they recognized and the Lord had said that it is him, then St. Peter said, "Let me walk towards you on the top of the water." And the Lord says, "Come." And he started to walk on top of the water. But as soon as he paid attention to the storm and stopped paying attention to the Lord, they started to sink. But he didn't lose the contact of the Lord, but immediately cried out to him, "Lord, save me." And the Lord immediately saved him. But the Mother of God is always willing to do that too. All we have to do is cry out to her to save us. Mother of God, save us. Bring us to thy Son, to our God and your God. And let us see the truth so that we'll start to fight to attain the kingdom of heaven. For the Lord said, "The kingdom of heaven is taken by force, and only those who exert themselves are going to be able to go there." And we have to realize that one of the things is we have to battle the demons. Our battle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the principalities of hell. And we have to battle against the old man in us, and which is one. The old man is our body, the body that wants us to break the fasting rules and then to not to say the prayers and not to exert ourselves and not to fight to attain the kingdom of heaven. Just to let ourselves go and just go by the flow and do whatever the whole world does and try to live according to the new way of just without God. You don't need God or anything. And this is what the world is teaching you today. And most of us, when we fall into that trickery and start going on that wide road with only thinking about the temporary things and not about the eternal things, well, unless we come to our senses, unless we cry out to the Lord and to the Mother of God to help us to see the light, and we are not going to be able to be saved. And it's not going to be God's fault. It's going to be our own fault, because God has given us all the opportunities to be saved. All we have to do, as he said, to really to believe in him and believe in how he loves us, and approach all the helpers that we have, starting, of course, from the Mother of God and our guardian angel and all the heavenly dwellers, because they are also close to us. It could be, you look at an icon of St. Nicholas, and immediately you can feel his presence through your heart, or icon of St. Fioriet, or any saints. And of course, the Mother of God, when you look at the icon, you can feel that she is ready there to listen to your requests, because she loves us so much. And this is what the holiday is today about, is the birth of the Mother of God, of the Theotokos. And of course, you know, that after 50 years of marriage, there was no children. One of the things I have to point out to you, the many icons and today that are being painted is not showing the proper way of Eakim. Eakim should have gray hair by that time, by the time the 50 years of marriage was over, because after that he was able to have a child through Anna. But he is depicted many times, just like in the Western world, the Joseph, betrothed protector of Mother of God, is depicted with a dark hair without being gray. And of course, this should be corrected. But the main thing what should be corrected is that you and me have to think about the kingdom of heaven, and think about our Lord, how he loves us, and how his Mother loves us, and how they all want our salvation. And we should never despair. Know that any despair, any what they call depressions, and know that it all comes from the evil one. All comes from even a lack of our faith, a lack of humility in our heart, and from the pride. Every time I get angry at my wife, or you get angry at members of your children, well, at that time, that the anger came because the devil grabbed our heart. And first comes irritation, and then comes the anger, and then we can say terrible things, and we surely have no love at that moment for the Lord, nor for our neighbors. And yet we should, and if we have the love in our heart for the Lord, the enemy can't come to us. He can approach us too quick, and he can't do any damage to us. All we have to do is have our eye on the Lord, as St. Peter, if he would have had continued to have the eye on the Lord, he would have continued to walk through on the top of the water through that terrible storm. And this is what we are living. We're living in a storm. The storm is all around us, and we have to pay attention to our Lord if we are to survive. May the Mother of God, as I know that she wants our salvation, may she cry out and continue to cry out to her Son and our Lord, that we will be able to finally see the light and come to the knowledge of truth and be set free from all the things that are keeping us from our Lord, and so that we'll be able to follow after him, as he said, that follow me, and we'll follow him into the kingdom of heaven and be able to rejoice forever and ever with the all the heavenly dwellers, and especially with our Mother who is in heaven, and we'll be able to be forever there with the greatest joy that is impossible to get here on this earth. And Mother of God, help us to see this again, to see the light, and to be able to follow after her Son into the kingdom of heaven. Amen.